Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCV Radio. Before I get into what the Lord has for us today, I would like to let you all know, if you would like to get a copy for free, let me say that again, for free of this teaching thus far, just email me at charliegolf1@outlook.com. That's all one word, charliegolf1@outlook.com, and I will send you previous teachings. Amen? Okay, let us go ahead and get back into unity, into the section, the production of unity, as we open up our spirit to what the Lord has for us today. My friend, did you know the soulish efforts to change one's emotional state towards another will not produce unity with that one or even with God? James tells us in chapter 3, verse 20, "Let him that he which can convert the sinner from error of his ways shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins." Oh, wow. Now, this conversion of the sinner takes place in various ways. The sinner is the sinner because he is walking in his own ways rather than in God's ways. We must not walk in our ways. Oh no, my friend. We must not walk in our own thinking. We must not walk in our own desires, because no matter how much we love someone, we cannot will them to like us or someone, or even to come into unity with them. And why? Well, our self always produces selfishness. Let me say it again. Our self always produces selfishness. Our selfish desires and always wants its own way. Our self must be dealt a death blow by the Spirit, or it will rule and reign over everything we hold dear in our lives. It is only by the Spirit. We can't do it ourselves. It's only by the Spirit of God can ourself be put under our feet in a place of subjection, and the only way ourself can be killed, which is God's desire for us, is for us to allow God's permission to deal and judge in our lives. You know, my friend, we hold the key to God working in our lives. We hold the key to a godly, happy relationship and marriage. My friend, we hold the key to unity in our family and unity with our friends, and yes, unity in the church. We hold the key to godly relationships, not God. Let me say that again. We hold the key to godly relationships, not God. Oh, my friend, true union is produced by means of the sword, which severs the sinner from their ways. Until such a severing takes place, the soul cannot be joined to God or to anyone like Him. The Lord is called the Prince of Peace, and He is that. But He tells us He did not come to bring peace, but a sword. That is, He did not come to arrange our outward circumstances to be peaceful on an earthly level, but He came to slay such things and such thinking in us. The Lord kills and He makes alive. Let me say that again. The Lord kills and He makes alive. That is His. This is a true divine order. This is a true divine spiritual principle here. Now I'm using air quotes here around the word truth, which in Scripture always lifts the word like truth out of the natural and projects it into the spiritual realm. Like Jesus said, like Jesus being the true vine in John 15:1, "I am the true vine and my Father is the husband." In John 6:35, Jesus said, "I am the true bread of life." Again, the word true, it takes it out of the natural, the earthly, and projects it into the spiritual realm. So true unity is worked in us. True unity is worked in us as God is able to kill our ways and we allow Him to then make alive His ways in us. My friend, did you know the Lord's peace is not based on earthly circumstances and relationships? It is only based on His work of joining a person to God. Such a joining by one individual will cause a variance of divisions between that one and all who are still attached to their earthly ways and their thinking. Remember, Jesus did not come to make everything and everyone happy, but he came so that we may have the life of God, and to have that more abundantly. John 10:10 tells us that. But strange as it may seem, Jesus came so that we could kill our self-life and come into the life of God. Jesus came to draw the lost and change lives. This division will exist even between parents and children. If the parents have been separated into the Lord and have been transformed from the earthly to the heavenly, and if the children have not yet had this experience, there can only be this division between them. As a matter of fact, I would say the Lord will see to it. Amen. The parents who have endured the separation of the sword of the Lord will walk in his ways, that which will differ from their natural children. This is why even in churches there are also confrontations and ugliness that's there. And why? Because some Christians are growing in God by allowing God to work in their lives, and others are not growing in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord, still working and walking in old ways of the natural man and of the earthly, still thinking of the earthly by ways where their mind has not been renewed by the Spirit of God. And why? Because they have not been true birth from above, and thus they are tossed on every wind of doctrine and every new fad that the church opens its doors and self to, like the prosperity doctrines or the secret sensitive doctrines, the purpose driven life movement, and all of the hyper Pentecostal spiritualism churches that dismiss the Word of God for emotionalism and experience based on feel good fleshly satisfying services that deny the true power of God, while stroking their flesh with music and dance and poems and painting and all of that foolishness. Wow. It is never ending for these churches. No limitations, no restrictions of the Word of God anywhere. Just get into the Spirit, brother, and do what feels good. I have seen these types of churches all over the world. Why, my friend, I've even seen these types of churches in Jacksonville and Steeves Ferry and the Holly Ridge area. And the sad truth is, my friend, these people who have been deceived by their leadership have a heart and a desire, and most importantly have a need to come to know God, but are held at arm's length. They're held at arm's length by the deception and the foolishness of their pastors and their leaders. Now listen closely, my friend. Our communion and unity with the Lord begins and ends with our unity to walk in his ways. And as long as we are walking with him, we can have unity with him and people like him. But when we say in our heart, I will not follow him on this path he is walking, he and people like him can go on walking in the light. And the rest of us will walk in the darkness or in the lesser of light until we walk away totally from God. Oh, do not say, don't never say in your heart, you will never walk away from God, my friend. I have seen hundreds of people who were walking with God for years, and for whatever the reason or the circumstance, they walked away from the things of God and God himself, saying in their hearts and by their actions and by their words, I will not walk in the things of God, and I will not walk with God. I will not walk in God's ways that he has for me to go. But did they lose their salvation? Well, if they would have died at that time, I would have to say yes. The scriptures are full of such foolish people. Do not take the chance, my friend. Do not take the chance. Walk in the ways that God has for you to go. Amen. Next week, more on the production of unity. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, hoping and praying that you have a wonderful week and the Spirit of God is walking with you, and you have allowed this teaching to embrace your heart and to draw you into a greater place of unity with Him. That's your choice, my friend. Amen.